Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for all of your goodness. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Amen? His compassions fail not. His mercies are renewed to us every morning. And we want to thank you, Lord, for all of the goodness of God in our lives. We give you all the praise and glory for the plans that you have for each and every one of us here. And we want to thank you and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I have preached this message before. But, you know, as I was thinking about today, celebrating GMI's 5th birthday, even though we are not having a big party today, you know, and the Lord brought my mind back, and I said, well, that sounds good. And so I will be talking about this again today. And this is going to be for every one of you that is here this morning. You know, God has something good for every one of you. Amen? Praise the Lord. So I will be speaking on small beginnings and greater endings. Amen? That's right. Small beginnings and greater endings. And I'm going to start here at Job chapter 8 and verse 7. Job chapter 8 and verse 7. Now, you want to listen very carefully to this message because God is going to bring something out for every one of us. We're starting at Job chapter 8 and verse 7. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Amen? Now that's what God said. And I believe that with all my heart. You know, so I am going to show you how it works in the Bible. And from the examples that we are going to see and the Word of God, God is going to speak something into some lives in here this morning. Amen. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13, and we are going to read verses 31 and 32. Now, this is Jesus giving some parables about the kingdom. And another parable put he forth unto them, Matthew 13 and 31. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. It starts out as a very little seed, but it becomes the greatest among herbs, and it becomes a great tree and provides a shelter to a host of things. Amen? That's what Jesus said. He said that's exactly how the kingdom of God is like. It may start a little, but it begins to grow and it begins to expand. It starts out little and it begins to grow and it begins to expand. Now listen to this in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 34. This is what the Lord has to say, even about the way the kingdom of God starts out. You know, he said it, you know, even in the Old Testament by this vision, but Jesus said it himself in that parable we just read. Daniel chapter 2, and let's read verse 34. Now thou sawest till a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, that were of iron and clay, and break them in pieces. Now, and he said, then was the iron and the clay and the brass and the silver and the gold, of course, you know, talking about the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream and so forth, you know, broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great fountain and a filled the whole earth. Now, this was a little stone at first, but it became a great mountain that filled the whole house. I mean, the whole earth. And listen to what God had to say about that great mountain that filled the whole earth. In Isaiah chapter 2. Listen to what it says in Isaiah chapter 2. It's talking about the mountain of the house of the Lord at the end of the age, in the last days. He says, verse 2 of Isaiah chapter 2. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. Now they came, you know, something that started small, it looked like, but now it fills the whole earth. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. You know, and Micah, you know, repeats the same prophecy in Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord be established to fill the whole earth. Something that started out small, like a mustard seed, it now fills the whole earth. Let's look at some examples in the Bible of some lives that looked like, you know, there was nothing at first, but became something tremendous at the end. Because the Bible said, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should be greatly increased. And as you listen to this message, I want you to look into your lives. You know, there might be something in your life that looks small right now, but the Lord says the end shall be greatly increased. Amen? So you look into your life. Now, let's look at some examples here. You know, we'll find that there are many examples. Of course, Abraham, the father of faith, we are told in Genesis 17, God gives him a promise. He had no child. He was a childless man, but God said, look, not only did God give the promise to him, he also gave the promise to his wife and said she will be the mother of kings and the mother of nations. And you will be the father of nations. And this was somebody that had no child. And in fact, the word of prophecy, the gospel was preached before to Abraham and said that in your seed shall all nations be blessed. And this was somebody that had nothing to start with. He had no child at all, you know. And now all of a sudden, all nations, you know, are blessed. Amen. Amen. So you can see how, you know, something that started out as almost nothing, he had nothing to start with, you know, became something that was a tremendous blessing to the whole earth. Because out of his lineage came forth one that shall be governor among my people. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He came forth and all the earth is blessed through him because of Abraham's faith. Amen. Praise God. Now, so you see how something that started out as almost nothing came to be a blessing for the whole world. Now, the story of Joseph. I'm going to make this quick. The story of Joseph in the Bible. You've heard it, and I've spoken about it several times here. Of course, Joseph, you know, being, you know, one of the children of Jacob's old age, you know, his father loved him and so forth, and he had, you know, he had a gift of dreams and so forth, you know, and of course he got into trouble by telling his dreams of what he saw, and his brothers were envious against him because his dreams, you know, the way they interpreted those dreams were like his brothers and everybody else were going to be, you know, bowing down to him at some point, you know, so they got envious and they decided that they were going to put an end to that dream. Sold him into slavery, you know. Now he went into slavery. He went from slavery to prison. Amen. That's right, he did too. And it seemed like the whole time that, you know, nothing was going to become of his dreams. But at the end of the days, he became ruler of almost the whole world. Amen. Amen, somebody. You know, even though his beginning was small, and even though, you know, they even made it smaller by putting him in a, first they threw him in a pit, they were going to kill him. One of his brothers interceded, said, well, let's sell him into the slavery. Instead, he became a slave as a young man that went, you know, they carried him away from Canaan and the place where they were all the way to Egypt, hundreds of miles away from home. And he knew nobody, and he was possibly miserable and all, you know, and even the, you know, somebody, you know, framed him, you know, Potiphar's wife did, and he got into jail and prison, and everything just went wrong, you know. But the Bible says it was the word of the Lord that was trying him. Amen. The word of the Lord tried him, but at the end he came out and he was on top, just like the prophecy said, you know, that you will be at the end a ruler and all your siblings will bow down before you. And it happened just like that. Praise the name of the Lord. So now you can, for reference, you can read Genesis chapter 37. You'll see where he started out in verses 3 to 5 and also verses 23 to 28, you know, where he started out. But, you know, when God promoted him, you can read that in Genesis chapter 41 from verse 39 to about 44 is where God promoted him. And he became vice regent of the whole land. And the only thing that he didn't have power over was Pharaoh's throne. And Pharaoh said, look, everything else is yours except my throne. You know, so, and look at all that, you know, happened. And he was able to practically save the nation of Israel at that time. You know, somebody who was nothing had been given up, thrown into jail and given up into slavery and many, many miles away from home, and it looked like nothing was going to happen. Yet, his latter end was greatly increased. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, that is my message to you this morning, is that look, even though your beginning might be little, and right now it looks like nothing. David was another example. You know I love to speak about David. I always, no matter what sermon I preach, find a way to throw David in there. You know, David, you know, of course, he was the youngest of Jesse's kids, and you know, little regarded at first. You know, he wasn't even very much of anything at all. You know, nobody thought very much of him. You know, and but listen to this in First Chronicles. Let me read this to you in First Chronicles, chapter 17. And let me start at verse 7. Now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord, I took thee from the sheepcote. See, that's when you were almost nothing. You were just a little shepherd boy. Nobody knew anything about you. I took you from following the sheep, you know, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. How many of you can say praise the Lord? From almost nothing. Sheepcote. In fact, you know, when Samuel was asked to go pick out the king, he looked at all the, you know, Eliab and all of these other ones that were handsome and tall and so forth. And, you know, but the Lord said, I've not chosen any of them. And there was this boy that was nowhere to be found. You know, nobody thought anything of him. He wasn't even invited to the coronation service. Hello? He was not invited. But he was the one that the Lord chose. And the Lord said, though your beginning is little, yet, and look at what God did for David. You know, you say, God chose him to be ruler of it? Absolutely. Get on into the millennium even. You think it was just David only there? Listen to Isaiah chapter 53. You know, this David, you know, clear on. God chose his throne even clear on into the millennium. That's how great, you know, the word of the Lord that brought him out of sheepcote, out of nothing, transformed his life into something tremendous. This is Isaiah chapter 53. And of course, this prophecy is about, you know, it's about the Lord, you know. But listen to this. That's the one I want to read for the Lord Jesus. This one is Isaiah 9, chapter 9. Let me read this one in Isaiah chapter 9. I'm sorry, not 53. Isaiah chapter 9 is where I want to read. And I'm going to just read one verse here. In Isaiah chapter 9. You know, of course, he's talking about Christ here. For unto us, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Now that's talking about Christ, of course. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So that's still talking about Christ. But listen to this. Upon the throne of David, you know, and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it and so forth like that. So even the Lord will sit on the throne of David. Amen? That's how great this David became. This David that came from a sheepcote and came from nothing and nobody was regarded, and he became the greatest king of Israel, you know, and also the greatest champion of faith. The champion of warriors. Amen. I mean, he took down Goliath. He took down thousands and so forth like that. He did all kinds of great things. You know, I mean, somebody who was little regarded became nothing. Until even the millennium, God chose his throne to set upon. Hallelujah, somebody! You know, that's wonderful for somebody who was nothing, you know, to start with, you know, and all that. And let me fast forward here and just skip. You know, I have some other examples, but I wanted to keep this brief. And I'll just go to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because, you know, no matter what you preach, it all comes back to Jesus. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Christ. Hallelujah. Now, listen to this. Jesus, as everybody knows, even you little kids know that, you know, he was born in a manger. He was, you know, less than even little regarded. You know, he was born with a donkey's poop. And all of these things, anything you can think about, you know, Luke chapter 2 and verses 12 and verse 16 will tell you all about that, you know. And, as the world, you know, celebrates Christmas and all these things that they want to do, you know, let's think about this. In 12 of Luke 2, we see that he says, "And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes." You know, they didn't even have, you know, royal clothes. They're just like, you know, some piece of clothes that weren't very much, you know. "And he will be lying in a manger." You know, you'll find that also in verse 16. The baby was lying in a manger. Now, this was a baby that was, there was even no room for him in the inn. You know, when, of course, they went to be taxed, went back to their hometown, and, of course, she was pregnant and her time came, and there was no room for them in the hotel. There was no room for them anywhere. You know, Mary ended up in a manger where there was a stable of horses and donkeys and so forth, and that's why where Christ was born. And listen to what the prophecy said ahead of time about him. This was the one that I referred to in Isaiah chapter 53. This is what the Lord said ahead of him, you know, from even way before he came. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1. "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" And he's talking about Christ now. "He shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground." I mean, he even came from a dry ground. And he came like nothing. But at the end, he becomes the King of Kings. Hallelujah! Finally, he said, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever." Hallelujah. Somebody, you know, and look, when he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos in the book of Revelation chapter 1, you know all the things they did to him when he came as the Son of Man. They spat upon him. They mistreated him. They did all of that. But that was a commandment that he had received from God to do that, you know, and so on. So he went through all of that. He laid down his life. He went through all that and so forth. But when he appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos, listen to what he said about himself in Revelation chapter 1. And let me read verse 8. Here's what he had to say about himself when he appeared. "I am Alpha and Omega." "I'm not Son of Man and all that stuff anymore. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending." You know, hallelujah. Somebody who was almost nothing. But of course, we know his beginning. We know who he was from the beginning. I'm just speaking like that, you know. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was with God. And the Word himself was God." You know, so we know that about Christ. But if you look at how, you know, in the human realm, how he looked like nothing, how he was born and so forth like that. But at the end, you know, in Revelation chapter 19, finally he comes back. You know, he comes back. In Revelation 19 and verses 11 through 16 will tell you how he comes back and become King of Kings. "And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse. And upon him sat one that is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were like a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knows but he himself. And he was clothed in a vesture deep in blood. My goodness. And his name is called the Word of God. So make no mistake about that. We know who that is. That's Jesus. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth forth a sharp sword, you know, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. And listen to this, finally, in verse 16. And he had on his vesture and on his thigh a name that is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, somebody. From the manger. The manger. To possess of all things. Hallelujah. You cannot find a better story than that. You know? And that's exactly what God wants for each of our lives. Because we are supposed to be in the image of Christ. So it doesn't really matter how small and how little your life starts out. God promises that the end should be greatly increased. Hallelujah, somebody. And I can see also for this church, GMI, you know, this was why I was thinking about something like this, and God brought it to my mind. You know, I can remember when we started out and so forth like that. You know, we didn't even have a place. You know, some of you might remember that story. And, you know, but you can see how God is doing things. Amen. Praise God. We're not there yet. We are still increasing. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will also have me challenge every one of us. Take a look at the kingdom of God. See how he goes. He starts out as a little seed, a mustard seed that is almost nothing, that little regarded. The next thing you know, it becomes the greatest among all herbs, according to the word of Jesus himself. And it becomes a big tree, a great tree, that brings refuge even to birds and so forth like that, you know, and all that, you know. And it becomes a tremendous thing upon the face of the earth. And the kingdom of God is just like that. Jesus said, it starts with a little something. And how does it start? You know, well, somebody knocked on, you know, somebody just, you know, somebody, God said, you know, in his mind, you know, said, look, you know, don't do this, you know, and do that and all that, you know, to Adam and Eve, you know. But they failed God. And so in his mind, he had the Savior plan, you know. And finally, when Jesus came, he went through all that salvation work. And today, all it is this. All you need to do to be a part of that kingdom now is to believe that God forgave your sins. Amen? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if you don't believe that, you can't be a part of it. You know, so, because that's what he did, is to bring forgiveness of sins through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so today, you know, we speak a little word to somebody, you know, just a little word. And the next thing you know, God begins to work on their heart, and they change their lives, and their lives are turned around, you know, and so forth. You know, Andrew, you know, didn't know very much about, too much, but he finds his brother Peter and brought him to the Lord. And the next thing you know, Peter becomes a great man of God and so forth like that. You know, never count out the word that you will speak to somebody. Amen? Because you never know how God is going to use it. The kingdom of God can start out with just a small word. You know, just it can be just a mother that's praying for their child, you know, every day. You know, some grandmother that's praying all every day. Or some father that is trying to, you know, lead his children around. You know, and maybe they're not exactly there right now, but God has a plan to bring them in. Amen. Because they will be part of that kingdom. Now, the kingdom of God, you know, flourishes like that. Even though it starts little, it flourishes and becomes something great. You know, look at also your life. You know, I mean, look at even a baby that is born. You know, no matter how great, even the greatest men in this world, when they are first born, they are just like a helpless little baby. Amen? Yeah. Amen, somebody? Yeah. Helpless little baby. And nobody could really tell, except by the word of the Lord, that the child is going to be something great. You know, but, you know, they are helpless. They can't do anything. They cry for everything, you know, and so forth. But, you know, the next thing you know, they begin to grow and they become something. You know, once in a while we find a tremendous, you know, person that arises from that little child that was nothing. You know, the same thing God will do in your life if you believe him. Amen. Amen. You know, your life right now may be, you know, look like nothing. It may be a little void. It may be, you know, chaos and, you know, without form and void and all that, just like it was in Genesis. But the word of God to you today is that that very small beginning which you see now, which looks like nothing, God is going to make it to become greater and greater in the end. Amen. Now remember, in his hands, you know, something that is very little turns into something tremendous. All you have to do is turn over your little lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And you put that into his hands, and the next thing you know, that thing is feeding thousands of people. Hallelujah, somebody. That's how great he is. And if you turn your life over, now there is something, there's an area of your life that you are struggling with. You know, you got to turn it over. You know, and I was even thinking about GMI, and I was saying, Lord, you know, and I was thinking about some things and so forth like that, about the church and the growth of the church and so forth, you know. And I said, my lands. You know, and the Lord, he showed me some things, of course. And I know what he said, what he has promised us, is that even though the beginning looks little, the end should be greatly increased. Hallelujah, somebody. And everything in your life. Now, you may be a student. I mean, look at even the greatest, you know, mathematical minds or scientific minds of our age or any time. They start as a little student. Sometimes they have to go through grade school and all of that and so forth. Well, sometimes some of them may skip some classes if they are too smart. You know, but they still have to go through all those things, you know, and all of that. You go through elementary school and the high school and so forth, and you go through college and all of that, you know, and then finally before you become an authority in the field, you know. And so the small beginnings, if you stick with it, eventually becomes a greater ending. Hallelujah. The same thing in anything that you are doing. You may have a business right now, and it's not flourishing, and it looks little, and everything you are trying doesn't seem to be amounting to much. Well, let me tell you this, you know, by the word of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Well, you know, I don't hear a lot of amens.
Amen.
You know, let me tell you this by the word of the Lord, that that very little thing that you're struggling with right now that seems to be almost nothing, God is going to take it and it's going to greatly increase.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. And if only the Lord can do it. You know, it's not something, you know, look, you can struggle with it all you want, and you know, and you can try your best, and you should try your best, you know, but it's really only the Lord that can do this that I'm about to tell you. Now, in the story, there's a story here, a classic story that I love. And it's in Luke chapter 5, you know, and Peter, who was a master fisherman, of course, you know, and his friends, they were fishing all night long and toiled all night long, but they caught nothing. They struggled and they caught nothing. Well, you know, the next thing we know, you know, here comes Jesus upon the scene. And he gives them one little instruction. And he just said, look, launch out into the deep and let your nets out for a draught. You know, don't stay out on the water's edge. Launch out into the deep. Amen.
Amen.
You know, widen, you know, and spread out and go for the gold. You know, don't just stay in shallow waters. And I said, well, you know, we've done that. You know, we've been there. It didn't work. You know, we've tried it all night and so forth. You know, but Peter was quick to recognize the voice of the master. Peter said, well, we've tried that all night long. It didn't work. But nevertheless, and I love that word, nevertheless, at your word, you know, this thing that we struggle with all night, I'm going to believe, just like you said. And then, you know, they launched out, they did, you know, and they cast out their net, just like Jesus said, my lands. The next thing they know, their boat was about to sink. There was so much fish, they couldn't even carry or pull in the net. They had to beckon to the other ships to come and help them. Can somebody say hallelujah? That's right. You know, something that seemed initially to amount to nothing. You know, from the word of the Lord, the next thing you know, there's an overflowing increase. An overflowing increase. And that is what God does. You know, everything he does is like that. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
everything he does is like shaking together, pressed down, running over. Everything he does is like abundance. Because he said, I came to give you life in abundance. Even the psalmist said, my cup runneth over, you know. And it seemed like, you know, initially, nothing in that cup, but the next thing you know, it's running over. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything that has been stagnant or looked like made very little progress in your life, the word of the Lord to you today, you know, as we look at it, is that the latter end shall be greatly increased. Praise God. And look at what he did in the lives of all these people that we have read in the Bible. And I have many more examples, but I just decided to keep it short. It doesn't matter where you are now. What matters is where you are going. Amen? God has already prepared a table before you. Praise God. You know, if you will only quit complaining, you know, and just bless the name of the Lord, you might open your eyes to see what he's prepared. Amen? Praise God. You know, only the eye of faith, you know, will see what God has prepared. And only the ear of faith will hear the sound of the abundance of rain. You know, when everybody else sees famine, you know, they will hear the sound, you know. And I want to assure you by the word of the Lord. Because here's what the Bible says also. They that be planted in the house of the Lord shall do what? Shall flourish in the courts of our God. Now that's planted. That's not jumping from church to church. You know, that's planted in the house of the Lord. Amen? They shall flourish in the courts of our God. Hallelujah. And if you are here this morning, and you say, well, I am struggling with something, you know, it seems like my life is not amounting to much and so forth. Look, all you have to do is look at all these examples that we have read in the Bible. Look at David taken from a sheepcote that was nothing. Look at everybody else that we have read. Look at Abraham that had not a child. And look at all the things that finally came through him. Look at everything that God has said and done in the world. You know, when it looked like something was nothing, and God all of a sudden made it a tremendous increase. He can do the same for you. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. If you believe that God can do that for you, I want you to stake your claim upon the word of the Lord here this morning. I want you to say, Lord, I believe your word. That though my life right now looks small, though the beginning of my business is small and I'm struggling with it and it's not moving, yet I believe, as you have spoken, that the latter end shall greatly increase. And that goes for every one of you in here today. Any situation that you are in, because the word of the Lord is eternal. By eternal, it means it covers everything. There is nothing that is outside the scope of the word of God. Your situation is not outside the scope of his word. The word of God has come unto you this morning. And if you can believe it, God is going to take that little seed in your life. You know, the thing that looks like it's nothing. And God is going to greatly increase it. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now you notice that, you know, I'm not preaching about an offering this morning, you know, because some people will preach this kind of message with an offering. No. I'm talking about what God will do for you in your life. Praise God. Now I am going to pray. And I'm going to ask God to bless this word in your life. You know that those of you that have believed this word, and if you say that I'm struggling right now, and my life is less than even small, you know, but I want to believe the word of God, that my latter end should greatly increase. And I have something special to say to you in a minute. Because, you know, that I'm going to say that in just a minute. But if that's you here this morning, and you would like me to believe God with you, I want you to take a step of faith, and then come out and let's believe God together. And I'm going to say something to you this morning that's going to change something in your life. Praise God. I want you to know that what God has in store for you, even though you are struggling, even though you say, it's not happening, and I don't know, I've tried everything, but it's not happening. Well, hear ye the word of the Lord here this morning. The Lord is the one that is able to call things that are not as though they are. He takes things that do not even exist. He brings them out of nothing. And he can take a little and multiply it to thousands. He took one boy's lunch, just a small lunch, and he used it to feed 5,000 souls. And there were 12 baskets left over. There is absolutely nothing that God cannot do if you turn it over to him. And I want you this morning to turn it over. I want you to turn over the thing that you are struggling with. Turn it over to the Lord this morning and say, it has been little, but you have prophesied greatness. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, somebody! Now, I want to prophesy the word of the Lord into your lives this morning, those of you that are here. And I prophesy greatness into your lives in Jesus' name. So that the little beginning that you had, Bible says he was despised and rejected of men. He grew like a root out of dry ground. He seemed like nothing at all to begin with, but he became King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, so those of you that are in here, if you are of the stock of Jesus, that's right, that's the word I want to speak to you this morning. For those of you who are the stock of Jesus, the Bible says of who, all the families in heaven are surnamed by him. That's right. If your name, is named with Jesus, you are a stock, you are part of him, then this is for you here this morning. Because it says, as he is, so are we in this world. Everything that happened to him, from obscurity to greatness, so shall it be for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at all the examples we read today. So those of you who are of the stock of Jesus Christ, that means you have turned your life over to him. And you will do nothing except as he says, just like he did nothing except what the Father said. Those of you who are of that stock, hear the word of the Lord here this morning. That little beginning, which has been despised and looked down upon, that people said was nothing, and even you yourself sometimes thought was nothing, in the hands of the Master, in the hands of the Creator of the ends of the earth, it shall become a great thing. Amen. The little man, the little rock that was cut out of the mountain without hands, it became a great mountain that filled the whole earth. And so shall your life be in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Father, I pray the word of the Lord that has been declared into these lives here this morning. You have said in your word, I am he that performeth the counsel of my messenger. Lord Jesus, perform this counsel that you sent me here to declare into the lives of your people here this morning. That every life that is struggling right now, everything in your life that is little, that is even belittled, let it turn into something great. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take, O Lord, that little lie. Take, Lord, that little mustard seed that they have, that they look at as nothing. Let it become great. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if your business that is not working, your business that is struggling, that is not moving, well, now is the hour of greatness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to remember one thing. The Bible says, thou shalt remember that it is the Lord thy God that gives you power to get the wealth. He's the one that gives you power to increase. You cannot do, even the people of the world that don't acknowledge the Lord, it is God that gave them the power to increase and to have this wonderful knowledge to succeed in business and finance and so on. It is God that gives that power. How much more for the people of God if we shall believe the Lord? The Bible says the merchandise of Egypt and even of Ethiopia, men of stature and so forth, they shall come over to you in chains. You will greatly increase in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now those of you that are in business, those merchandise and so forth, they begin to come over to you. God is going to bring prosperity into your business. It started out as something that you struggled with, but God is causing it to be on the increase in the name of the Lord. Those of you who are students, you are struggling with school right now, and it seems like, you know, school is never ending. You know, hang in there, because the Lord is going to make you something great in life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And everything, even this church, hallelujah, that looks like sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down in attendance and the growth and so forth, he said, give it all back to me, said the Lord. That's right. That's what he told me. He said, give it all back to me, you know, and just put it in my hands. Hallelujah. And Lord, we put it all in your hands, Lord, for this morning. I want you to lift up your hands. Hallelujah. It's a sign of total surrender. You know, it's a time, you know, sign that, look, Lord, I'm helpless. Carry me, Lord. That's what it means. Carry me, Lord. Just like the little child that wants to be carried always lifts up their hands when they are facing the parent. They lift up their hands because they want to be carried. You're saying by lifting up your arms this morning that you want the Lord to carry you. And he is going to lift you up. He said, blessed be the Lord, for he is my glory and the lifter up of my head. The Lord is going to lift you up. Lord, lift up your people this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Carry them, Lord. Even as you said in your word, you said, I will gently carry the ones that are even with young. I will bear them upon my shoulder. Lord, carry your people this morning. And lift them up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And bring an increase in their lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, I command the thing that the enemy has put in front of them that is holding them back from this increase. You know, the Bible says, here is how the Lord, he spoke things. He said, let there be, and let this be, and let that be. Now, I speak to the hindrances in your life that is preventing this increase that God has intended for you. Let such hindrances be removed. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let the increase that God intended for you, let it come upon you and upon your belongings and upon your business and upon all you do abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And behold, saith the Lord, who has despised the day of small things. These be the eyes of the Lord. Even in small things, I shall yet be glorified. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. So do not despise small things, because the Lord, he knows what he's doing, and he will make that which was small to be greatly increased. The Lord's name be blessed. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a praise and a glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.